is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The critical battleground state of Michigan played host to both presidential candidates yesterday. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the state is a toss-up.
A Harris campaign memo, first obtained by CBS News, argues her path to win Michigan capitalizes on Trump's unprecedented weakness in the suburbs, which he narrowly won in 2020. But then came the rollback of Roe v. Wade, which even he seemed to acknowledge has hurt him with suburban women.
You have one issue. You have the issue of abortion. Without abortion, the women love me.
Harris remains in Michigan for a campaign event in Detroit this afternoon before heading to Atlanta, Georgia. Trump will hold a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania tonight. Almost 2,000 documents were released in the election interference case of former President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us some details what he allegedly did when he was told there was a riot.
Jack Smith has argued Trump scrolled his phone and watched the attack on TV that day without immediately calling off the rioters. Trump tried to delay the release of these passages until after the election, but Judge Chutkan ruled holding back the information itself from the public would be election interference.
Drug overdose deaths in the U.S.
Preliminary numbers from the CDC say drug overdose deaths fell 12.7% in the 12 months ending in May. While welcome, the drop is puzzling to the public health experts who have been working for years to stop the increase in opioid deaths driven primarily by fentanyl. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Our Allison Keyes reports on the huge increase of migrants dying near the border.
At the faith-based Hope Border Institute in El Paso, Executive Director Dylan Corbett ticks off the reasons for the increase in migrant deaths, from climate change to cruel smugglers driving people into the blazing desert, tight border enforcement in Texas, and the Biden administration's latest asylum restrictions.
The only way that we're going to fix this is real meaningful reforms. The deaths are an index of that broken system.
The former U.S. Marine, who was wrongfully detained in Russia for nearly 6 years, is speaking out for the first time since he was freed in a prisoner swap in August. Paul Whelan told CBS's Margaret Brennan about a phone call he had.
He basically tells me that Brittany Griner was going home, that the trade was for Victor Boot. And, you know, I asked him point blank. I said, so what else do you have to trade? And he said, nothing. I said, you gave up your negotiation platform. There's nothing else. How do you now get me back?
You can watch that full interview on tomorrow's Face the Nation right here on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
A showdown for the Packers and Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans tomorrow at noon. I ask Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs at 5-1. Just how good is this Texans team?
We viewing this as a playoff matchup. I mean, you know, that team over there, even though they're in the AFC, they have a really good team. I think that probably at the end of the year, they're probably going to finish, you know, top four in the AFC. So we viewing it as a playoff matchup, you know, see where we at right now and see where they at.
Former NFL linebacker D'Amico Ryans has turned around the Texans franchise in his first year as their head coach and talked about Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, watching the tape on Jordan Love, I think, you know, he's really very, very good quarterback. Talk about putting the ball where he wants it, like his pinpoint accuracy, like really good. It's going to be a big challenge. Everybody just has to maintain their focus, eye discipline, rush discipline.
That's Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68. It's 48 at our studios.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good morning, 6:07. It's 43 degrees here at Radio Park. Thanks for coming along. I'm happy to be here with you this Saturday. The Beatles and Get Back.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. That is WRJN. I want to tell you about something that's happening today that's kind of cool. Union Grove Methodist Church is sponsoring their 70th annual. That's a long time, too. 70th annual turkey dinner. Saturday, October 19th. That's today. Okay, and it starts at 4:30 this afternoon until 7:30. What's in the turkey dinner, you ask? Traditional. Includes roast turkey, whipped potatoes, gravy. I'm just getting hungry reading this. Stuffing, creamed green beans, corn, coleslaw, dinner roll, cranberries, and a dessert pie. That's right. And if you want to get tickets, you can purchase them from any of the church members if you know them, or from your car on the day of the event, or you can call this phone number if you'd like, 262-878-1248. It's cash or card, so either one works. Check it out. It's going to be a good dinner. Hey, this is something you can get, you know, for the family tonight. You don't have to cook anything. The Union Grove Methodist Turkey Dinner, today, 4:30 till 7:30.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's Michael Smirkanish. Business owners and CMOs, how do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. I personally know the principles of Radioactive Media, their personal approach and knowledge of the medium, unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs, text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my program. If you're a mid-sized company or well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures, they can help. Text the word PROFITS to 511-511 online, radioactivemedia.com. Text rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you leave my heart in misery. Come on down.
cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
ran. Ba 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 ba.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68. Right now, it's 44.
Looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Waiting there
bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
Thank you. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
We listen intently. Local news, timeless hits, they're right back here on WRJN. It's 641, 48 degrees here at Radio Park with Rick Johnson. And go grab yourself another cup of coffee, maybe wipe the sleep out of your eyes. I know, kind of tough to get up on a Saturday morning, but I love being here with you. So I don't have any problem getting up, coming into the studio here. And I also want to tell you about, we got a national election coming up here just literally around the corner, right? So WRJN says, hey, be a voter. And now our company website, civicmedia.us, we have a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates so you can be well-informed. Races that are right down to your district. You'll also find info on where, when, and how to vote. Log on to civicmedia.us/voter/guide, and you can be a voter too. It's just that simple.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. That I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe as I cherish you.
Love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
To show. To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show.
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
J.N.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. With 17 days to go, campaigning is in full force with a very tight race for the White House. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In battleground Pennsylvania Friday, billionaire Elon Musk stumped for Trump, while in Arizona, former President Barack Obama campaigned for Harris. And in these final days, Taylor Swift is also being heard. Swift, of course, endorsed Harris in September, and as she launches another leg of her Eras tour in Miami, the DNC is rolling out Swift-themed billboards and Snapchat filters, hoping to get young people to vote. As the candidates know all too well, every vote matters.
To the conflict in the Middle East, the Israeli military targeted the latest refugee camp in Gaza. Dozens are believed to be dead. And the BBC's Jonah Fisher in Jerusalem tells us
the Hamas-run health organization has this morning put out a statement saying three hospitals in northern Gaza are being targeted by the Israeli military this morning.